Johnny didn't bother to look up the word. He knew it would be another one no cyclo would ever use.
I didn't order you in this cage or into that collar. You did. By rights, I should ask them to put you back in the dormitory level. Capering around here half naked.
I don't think you will,
said Turl, evilly.
Why did you come down here today?
It was better not to talk too much to Turl. But if he didn't, he couldn't get him to leak data.
I came down to ask the Chamco brothers about the delay on the transshipment rig.
I rather thought you must have,
said Turl. He seemed indifferent. He heaved out a long sigh into his breathe mask and stood up. The crowd outside drew back with a frightened mutter. The monster was almost 4 feet taller than Johnny. Claws, fangs visible through its mask.
Animal, in spite of vast difference, I think I should tell you one thing. You will be coming to me for help soon. And as I am...
blank.
And?
Blank. Two more words Johnny wouldn't bother to look up.
I probably will be stupid enough to help you. So just remember, animal, when it gets too difficult, come to see Turl. After all, weren't we always shaft mates?
Johnny let out a bark of laughter. This was simply too much. He threw the dictionary over on the tarpaulin, and leaning heavily on his knob carry, back to Turl, he walked out of the cage. The moment he had closed and locked the door, Turl let out a dreadful roar and began prancing about, beating his chest. Johnny threw the keys to the guard and went over and turned the electricity back on. He was still laughing to himself as he hobbled toward Windsplitter. The crowd was way back, making sounds of relief. Not everyone was way back. Brown, limper Staffer was between Johnny and the horse. Johnny recognized him and was about to greet him. Then Johnny stopped. He had never before seen such naked, malevolent hatred on anyone's face.
I see there are two cripples now,
said Brown Limper Staffer. He abruptly turned his back on Johnny and limped off, his clubfoot dragging.